question 14 on section 4. With this one, we're looking for what would help the principle would justify which one of the following. And this principle is a big if then that says, if research shows some promise of yielding insights into causes of problems that affect people's quality of life, then research institutions have an obligation to promote research in that field of investigation. So this will basically support something where we want something that's going to say, if it shows promise of helping relieve the problems in some people's lives, then we should look into it. So a university denies a grant application for faculty member for work on a solution to a famous puzzle that has no relation to practical concerns. It doesn't say if it doesn't help, then you shouldn't do it. It's just saying if it does help, you should. Government agency funds a research project in astrophysics designed to determine whether there are theoretical limits on the magnitude of the planets in distant solar systems. It's difficult to see exactly how that would relate to the practical problems that affect people's quality of life, so I'm not sure that that really makes sense. University funds a research position in the physics department that involves no teaching but has the responsibility for managing all of the grant applications by members of the physics faculty. Well, that's nice, but I don't know that that really is still getting us at the practical problems that affect people's quality of life. D, a foundation decides not to fund a research proposal in applied math that sought to model certain poorly understood aspects of economic behavior. Again, we're not really related to practical problems. And so a research institute funds an investigation into mathematical properties of folded structures that's likely to aid in the structure of proteins that cause diseases. Well, causing diseases is a practical problem that affects people's quality of life, and therefore, answer choice E is the one thing that would be supported by the principle in the passage.